My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin gives his scammer Belinda some tough love. So listen and enjoy.
So where we left it last week, we had not heard from Flory anymore.
No, good. Good. She's useless.
Belinda and I had revealed some interesting things. I revealed to Belinda that my escapades in Aruba meant with me leaving now meant that all my credit cards and bank accounts were frozen, and I was essentially broke.
You dumb bastard!
This is the first time she's hearing that I'm broke.
Right.
She also revealed how shitty life is for women in Ghana and African culture, mm-hmm. to the point where actually Joe softened a little bit and thought maybe this was a revelation, you know, maybe a real moment between two bullshitters an ocean apart.
It was.
So Joe, for the first time, actually said, all right, maybe I am winning her over. Mm-hmm. Whereas the prior week, you were like, oh, she's definitely a scammer. Yeah. So it's kind of interesting to watch you guys go back and forth.
We seesaw.
So that's where we left off. We'll just do a little bit of this. This week. Then we got to get out of here, unfortunately. All right. December 30th, I ask her how she is. She says, not fun. What's wrong? She goes, December 30th, this is. She goes, can't enjoy Xmas.
Okay.
They don't have calendars in Ghana.
Apparently not. Is she not working in real time?
I don't know. I go, well, Xmas is over, but why do you say that? New year with no gift.
Oh, no gift from her honey?
I go, is this your way of asking me for something? She goes, just in the room and I can't see anything. Turn on the light, stupid. I go, what am I supposed to say to that? The old me would have something shiny in the mail for you to show you how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't do that anymore. I'm a different person. I am a better person. At least I'm trying to be. Because in the past, you know, fake Davin, people took advantage of my generosity.
Yes, they did.
The wife just was all about the money.
That's true.
You know, I'm trying to get away from, trying to be more organic, maybe.
Trying to get away from the gold diggers.
Yes. She goes, don't know what to say. I go, if you love me, then we will work through this together, and at some point we'll be together, and we'll make a new fortune together. I did it once. I can do it again. If you just need money and stuff now, then I'm not the guy for you anymore.
Mm.
Here's the out. I just gave her the out.
Yep.
You know, I'm telling you, listen, you know, maybe she's going to break up with me.
Right.
Goes, what I want is to see you, but not making it happen. But you not making it happen. I go, I invited you to the Bahamas with me. Who does that type of thing if they don't wish to see somebody?
True.
Somebody with huge balls. That would have been tough to explain to the wife.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you don't mind if I invite my scammer on vacation with us, do you, honey?
I would have had her. I don't know what I would have done.
What the hell would you have done if this woman showed up?
Well, I'm not a liar.
But, yeah.
Well said. I'm not a liar.
I'm a liar. Yeah. What has this many months been?
Well, you wouldn't bring that into it. She goes, but you know, I need a ticket. I go, I can't pay for everything. First, I've been down that road with women before. I won't do it again. Second, I told you I would give you some money for it. Third, my credit cards are frozen. I can't be with somebody that relies on me for everything. I can't do it anymore.
I can't. I tell you.
She goes, don't worry. After the divorce, you can come and see me.
Oh.
I go, I wasn't worried, but now I am worried. And what happens if she takes everything and I can't see you? What happens then? She goes, let's keep our fingers crossed. I go, I don't know how any of this is going to turn out. If you want somebody who's going to send you presents and money, then go back on the internet with your disguises. If you want somebody who could potentially love you for the rest of your life, then hang tight. You say you will love me if I am poor, but I do not think that is the truth.
Ooh.
Tough love.
Calling her out.
I certainly am. She goes, I don't think you're in the mood to. Maybe tomorrow. let me get the team.
Yeah, I know. It's like, he's in one of those moods.
He's one of the same thing. Joe's like, I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, he's in the inquisitor mode.
Both of them can read me. I go, I love talking to you, but you make me feel bad because I can't give you things. Don't you think I wish I could? She goes, maybe we will talk tomorrow. I go, no, tomorrow will be the same. Plus, I'm getting ready to leave. Tell me what is on your mind. Be honest. She goes, I think I'm not being sincere to you. I go, what do you mean? Because I really didn't know what she meant.
Really? She makes famous.
She goes, I'm worrying you with gifts. I go, that does seem to be a big concern for you. Am I mistaken?
I'm sorry. Repeat that line, please.
She go, my line or hers?
What she wrote.
I'm worrying you with gifts.
And what is that? Where are you with gifts?
Worrying. Like that she's putting pressure on me.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And I said that seemed to be a big concern.
Mm.
She goes, it's not, but it only shows you care about me.
Ah.
She got the wrong motherfucker now. No, you did!
Oh, boy.
I go, you lied to me for 6 months. I went to Ghana in search of a fictitious person. What a fictitious trip.
Yes.
My world is completely upside down. Still, I am here. Don't you think that means I care? You know what? Get your butt on a plane to the Bahamas and show you care about me.
Oh, damn.
I'm uppity, which isn't usually associated with people of my melanin. She goes, I would if I could, but I can't afford it, and you know it. I go, you telling me to give you a gift to show that I care about you brings back too many bad memories and too many mistakes I've made. I think I misjudged you. Maybe we are not right for each other. She goes, is that how you feel about us? Clearly you do not know how I feel about you, and for you to be shown, you need a trinket. If you need trinkets, then find some Mugu. And again, that's what the Africans call the white people that fall for this. That's their term.
Very nice.
There's no guilt on their part for taking this because they think we're all stupid. They don't give a shit.
Right.
So that's what they call us, Mugus. I think it's a Nigerian word, but they all know what it means.
Oh. It sounds like an Irish word, Mugu. Well, of course, it's a Nigerian word.
Guy Pan after it.
Yeah.
She goes, I wanted us to have a relationship because I felt we are had something going on. But it's like I am asking you for too much. I go, we do have a relationship. I love you.
We had lots of love.
We are had maybe like.
That is the proper conjugation in Ghana. Right.
Yes.
I go, I love you, but that's all I can offer you right now. I'm broken, alone in New York. What do you want me to do?
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.